This is Dr. Schumacher dictating progress. Juanita Thompson, Thompson. Juanita, Waneta. The place was Covenant Glen and Frankenmuth. And the date was June 27, 2022. Ms. Thompson was seen in hospital follow-up period. He was hospitalized last week after complaining of nausea, period. I had held her Lasix because of a high bicarb, but I felt she had contraction alkalosis, period. However, she developed fluid overload and was a bit short of breath, period. Her sodium low and her potassium was low, period. She had more edema, which has improved, period. She was diuresed in the hospital. And has improved, period. The nausea is better, period. The sodium and potassium have been corrected, period. She is anemic and iron was added, namely ferrosulfate, 325 milligrams daily, period. She still is somewhat debilitated and needs a wheelchair to mobilize, period. She has multiple medical problems, period. She also has COPD, and dyspnea is about baseline, period. At the present time, she uses Duonab, 2.5-0.5 milligrams in 3 mL every 6 hours, period. She also takes formoterol, 2 inhalations twice a day by puffer, period. She comes to us on Lasix at a total of 60 milligrams daily now, period. Her ankle edema is less, period. She has chronic atrial fib and her heart rate is stable without any current palpitations or dizziness, period. She does use Eliquis 5 milligrams BID for anticoagulation, period. Her heart rate is controlled with Sotal, 120 milligrams every 12 hours, period. New paragraph, she has hypothyroidism without any clear-cut symptoms now, period. She has nasal congestion and occasionally uses oxymetazolone, period. She also uses fluticasone one spray in each nostril daily, period. New paragraph, overall, she's better, but she has multiple problems, period. Review of systems, constitutional, she does not feel feverish or have chills. Eye, no new complaints. ENT, no sore throat or earache or hoarseness. Respiratory, she's less short of breath. No excessive cough, period. Cardiovascular, no current chest pain, no dizziness or palpitation. GI, she does have chronic constipation. GU, no dysuria or other complaints. Musculoskeletal. No acute arthralgias, but she's debilitated and needs a wheelchair, period. Hemo excessive bruising or bleeding. Anocrine, no polyuria or polydipsia, period. She has been diagnosed with prediabetes, period. In paragraph, past history, COPD, congestive heart failure, hypothyroidism, chronic constipation, diverticulitis, chronic atrial fibrillation, anxiety, hypertension, previous hypokalemia, allergic rhinitis, peripheral arterial disease, peripheral venous insufficiency, hypertension, dyslipidemia, vitamin B12 deficiency. This paragraph, examination. She's not acutely distressed now, and she's awake and alert and oriented. Blood pressure 120 over 86, temperature 97.7, pulse 64, respiratory rate 16, O2 saturation 91%, head and neck, all mucosa normal, use normal inspection, eyelids and conjunctiva normal, electrocardiograms normal, neck supple, no master nodes, lungs clear to percussion and auscultation at present, no wheezes or crackles were heard now, cardiovascular, normal S1, S2, no gout, no murmur. There is trace edema of her ankles and feet. Abdomen is soft and non-tender. CNS, cranial nerves are normal. Sensation is intact. Is weak in general. Musculoskeletal, there's no acute joint inflammation or effusion. No cyanosis or clubbing. Her knees have some thickening due to osteoarthritic changes, period. Neck was supple, no nodes. Tendinous. New paragraph. Assessment and plan. One. Mrs. Thompson has had fluid overload and congestive heart failure and was in the hospital and that's doing better now, period. I will continue Lasix 40 milligrams in the morning and 20 milligrams in the afternoon, period. There's also on Coracon. Equivalents, two tablets daily, period. True, she has chronic unspecified atrial fibrillation and heart rate is controlled with Sotalol, 120 milligrams every 12 hours. And she's on a apixaban, 5 milligrams twice a day for anticoagulation, period. Three, she has COPD and all can you do in that every 6 hours, plus the formoterol, two puffs twice a day, period. Four, she has hypothyroidism and all can you levothyroxine 50 micrograms daily, period. Five, she has a history of depression and I will continue mirtazapine 15 milligrams at bedtime. And Lexapro 20 milligrams daily, period. Five, she has chronic constipation. I will continue Miralax 17 grams and 8 ounces of fluid daily, period. She's also Senna 8.6-50, 2 tablets in the evening. As needed, period. Overall, I'll continue the current plan, period. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating. End of dictation. Mm-hmm.